there was a box, and you worked on the honor system that when it was time to play a record from box A,
right.
If you didn't like that record,
uh-huh.
what you would do is just put it to the back of the stack.
Yep, that's what
and you would put another record in, because there was no germy program director sitting at home going with his computer going, oh, my God, you're not following my music log exactly. Right. So disc jockeys used to always fudge with that stuff.
And that's why it's become so over-researched now, it's been ruined.
It sucks. Okay, everybody wants to talk about radio.
Oh, good.
Why not? We're in radio. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm Denise from Baltimore. How are you?
Hi, Denise. We're great. Thanks.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Okay, please don't say that. Thank you. Go ahead, though.
I'm sorry.
That's
okay.
Right. No, it's not.
What does Jack FM mean? What does that word mean?
Okay.
And why do they change something when it's been so good for so long?
Okay, I'd be glad to explain it to you. Here's what they think. Jack FM means nothing. There's one guy in Canada mm-hmm. that started a format called Jack FM.
Mm-hmm.
His name might have been Jack.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Doesn't matter.
It's one guy, though, who called the station Jack. There have been other radio stations across America that use names like there's an Alice,
right.
there's a Bob. But this Jack thing, it's the latest trend in radio.
You know, there's one thing I think, and I might sound like an old fart, but I'll tell you, I wish they'd go back to doing what they did in the old days, which is number and call letters. And that's what it was. And you know what? You stood on that. That's what you did before all of these names and all of these things happened. You know, it was 77 WABC in New York, and it was, you know, that's what it was.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, and they used the call letters.
It's the same problem with how many times you hear, like, call 1-800, get hot dogs, and then you look at your phone and you go, it's, okay, it's 1-800-G-E, and then you figure out a lot of times, really, although hot dogs works because it's seven letters.
And right. it's a sex line.
Lots of times it's like 1-800-GO-FLORIDA.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
you realize when you're dialing that
too
really the O-R-I-D-A,
yeah.
really you're just hitting the button. But there's only so many numbers.
Right.
So.
Everything's right. been homogenized.
There's too many numbers
right.
in Florida.
You know, we should point out, though.
Letters and numbers. No, with Beth Ann.
We're not exclusive. We're not an exclusive club in this industry. This is the world.
Yeah.
This is America. Everything is being homogenized and Home Depot. That's what's happening right now.
Everything should be as clever as 800-588-2300-EMPIRE.
That's a commercial, a local commercial. That
well, that's not most
no, it started
national.
In Chicago.
Chicago.
Oh, I thought it was local. I
used to not have the 800.
See, they've got that magic where they really convinced me that was a local ad.
They forced the 800 into the jingle. For years, it was just a local business. And now that it's national, they've jammed that 800 into the singing.
And way back in the day, Buzz and I used to goof on that guy.
Yeah.
Way back,
the guy with the untrimmed mustache, but the mustache, the kind of guy that lets the mustache hair go over his lip.
Yeah, that's by his wife's request.
Hello, are you there? Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi.
You know who really loves the Jack Station?
Who really loves the Jack Station?
My sister Amber. King of the Jack, baby.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
No. That's a tuna.
He
should know his sister is a tuna.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Yes, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, but the whole Jack format sounds like my iPod. So if
well, no, see, now here's the magic of it.
Yeah.
They like you to think that it's like your iPod.
Well, I mean, if it actually worked that way, it would be
yes, but it doesn't.
No.
But that's where they... That's how they get you.
Right, that's the illusion.
That the illusion that these radio guys want to give the audience is, you know, finally, there's a radio station that plays anything. Well, the truth is they're not. It's just like, you know the first way a station is lying to you? We've said this for a long time. If you're ever listening to the station, they say, KXXX, we asked you what you wanted.
Yeah, lie.
That right there, that is...
That's right.
That's the first sign that they're lying to you.
And it's also a sign the station's going down the toilet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Jack FM.
Jack FM, right.
Yeah, Elusive Butterfly, Please, by Bob Lynn.
Yeah, it's coming right up.
Yeah, I like it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
And you follow that up with Watching Scotty Grow by Bobby Goldsboro. What's that you say, Mama? Come up and keep your feet warm.
You know, you could have a Bobby Goldsboro, Jim Stafford weekend.
Uh-huh. And honey, I miss you. I'm doing well.
I'd love to be with you. You're burning in hell.
Now here's Glenn Campbell.
Oh, you.
Oh, they're gnats.
I like Galveston.
Uh-huh. See, that would follow one of those songs.
No, I like Wichita Lineman.
Yeah, my favorite.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
There's a station here in Philly that changed. They were Mix 95.7. Now they're Ben FM.
And, Jesus, they're all... it's everywhere now.
I'm telling you, Mike, it's a national phenomenon. Okay, what do they do on Ben FM?
Well, they just played Dave Matthews, No Doubt, then some song by Poison, and now they're playing Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Well, that's closer, but it's not,
I bet the core
is. Isn't Casey and the Sunshine Band the only one from that era?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
I mean, really, that's the only type of that. That's
or Stevie Wonder.
Right.
Exactly. You can get away with Stevie Wonder.
Right.
What, Rob?
Let's be Hughes FM.
I got news for you. We already are Hughes FM.
We are. Indeed.
You're listening to Todd.
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, my brother.
Hi there.
Buzz.
Hey.
They've got Bob down in Virginia Beach, all the way down to the Outer Banks.
Bob checking in.
This is amazing.
Yeah, and it's Bob doesn't play anything.
Yeah, but they don't really play anything.
This is just like Arrow. They're lying to you.
Arrow
and
is
Nick's
the last.
And all the other.
And Kiss and Power.
They play everything.
But what?
They'll play Led Zeppelin, and then they'll play Boy George.
Do they really, though?
They do.
This guy's been fooled.
Well, no, I think in a small enough market, you might get somebody who gets away.
No, Mike's right. There is a chance that there are some operators that are doing the format correctly.
Absolutely.
But remember, Arrow...
I tell you, when I'm leaving the Outer Banks, going back to Northern Virginia, by the time I lose that station, I miss it.
Well, then why don't you move there?
I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm out of here.
Arrow started as all rock and roll oldies. That's how they came up with Arrow.
Right.
So it's not a name.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Just wanted to let you know up in Rochester, they didn't rename the station after a person. They called it Fickle, F-I-C-K-L-E.
Now, in Buffalo and Rochester, two cities that we broadcast to where the markets are kind of close, which city has the lake?
The lake is Buffalo.
Okay, and in Rochester, it's Fickle. But really what it is, it's Jack and Fred and Bob.
Yeah.
They're just giving...
I don't even mind the concept. Names. If the concept's done properly, I don't even mind the concept. But why? Why are the Lemmings all putting the name, the one-syllable name on it?
Because that's where they think they can be creative. What these jerks don't get is if they really actually had any balls, they do. If you're really going to do something where you play anything, who cares? You call it KXXX. Right.
Or how about come up with a decent funny name from a movie like Spalding? I mean, seriously.
How about Spartacus?
Spartacus.
Napoleon.
Too common.
How about Adolf?
Oh, boy. Okay, well, there's the GM in back here.
I'll be glad to program.
Dieter.
Dieter.
First rule for the DJs, uniforms.
Dieter FM.
Dieter.
What if Mike's a Dieter or Erwin Rommel? Rommel, you magnificent bastard.
I read your book.
Hello.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
I just wanted to say, remember back during the Janet Jackson FCC thing?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, nobody would tell you what you could say on the air if you just played records?
Mm-hmm.
That was the best 4 hours of music I have ever heard on the radio in my entire life.
Now, that is a lady giving you a compliment.
She's right. It was great.
We appreciate that. Thank you. Got to hang up on you, though. Got to hang up. We got what time? Nope, we don't have time. No more calls. Got a break. Okay. Well, radio's screwed, but fortunately, you're listening to our show.
That's right.
Which is all I can really account for as we now break for commercials and send you back to your regular crap stations.
Yes. Stay tuned through the commercials when we come back. Our new name for WJFK. The bowel. Yes, we're going with anatomy.
Body part, right?
The bowel FM.
Baltimore. God, there's so many things.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you set the bar pretty high with bowel, Mike.
Well, you want to go up the street, you can listen to Sphincter FM if you want. Go for it. Enjoy it.
Rectal 101.
Hey, that's good. That rolls off the tongue, so to speak.
Your list. Finger.
Finger.
Finger FM.
Or the finger.
Uh-huh.
We'll give you the finger.
Man, see?
Oh,
I'm listening.
Fist.
The fist.
You're listening to the
your favorite gay dance hits.
It's all you spin me round.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Then a little Frankie goes to Hollywood.
Homo.
But other than that, they'll play anything.
At top of the hour, always Clay Aiken.
You're listening to The Fist.
Okay, that's it.
We're done talking radio?
For the moment.
Okay.
We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm going steady, and I French kiss.
So everybody says that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, right. A vacay every day in the month of May on Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Mike, this is a follow-up to One Bad Apple. Johnny Osmond. Along with Meryl and all the... No,
yeah.
Jack O.
If only.
Here
yes.
On Jack, like Jack Osborne.
Exactly. Or Jackie O. Uh-huh.
Jackie O.
Or Jacko.
How do we do that?
Tomorrow, we got to start flying here. We got to start burning rubber. Tomorrow on the show, we will hear from Mike and Buzz. Tomorrow, they get evaluated.
Now, that's a song I'd like to hear, Burn Rubber.
By the Gap Band?
Yeah.
You got it. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about your final exam tomorrow for your motorcycle stuff.
Yes, tomorrow's the last day. We get evaluated tomorrow.
Yes. What I want to mention is you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you want to come over and take a look at these?
I'll come over and take a peek.
These pictures? It's pictures
pretty?
Of Mike and Buzz. Buzz, pull it up on your computer.
I will.
And Mike, good shots of you. And Buzz,
yes?
Either looks stoned or dead.
Yes.
And as it says in the little addendum beneath the intro, pay no attention to the binky in Buzz's hand. Buzz has his nicotine binky. You can finally see it.
Yes.
In this picture. And I'm telling you, Buzz, I have seen that movie Under Siege with Steven Seagal a million times.
Right.
You are Tommy Lee Jones in that movie, in that picture.
Yeah, I think so. I'm feeling tough there in that picture.
And who would I be?
Yeah.
Mike, you look like the other guy on Chips.
No, I was going to say Mark Addy.
Oh! Yeah!
Okay.
I got it in.
Wow.
You win the Golden Fleece bottle.
I do. Mark Addy got it in today. Yes. I got my Mark Addy. Okay, we've talked about American Idol today.
Homo.
No, we did it.